Welcome to Basic Gospel. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, reminding you that if you'll keep listening, you'll hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day, and how the Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or some pressing issue you'd like to talk about, well, call now, 1-800-677-9377. Again, 1-800-677-9377. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We do look forward to talking with many of our listeners today on the broadcast, so we encourage you to call right now. Let's try to get through as many calls as we possibly can. So if you have something on your mind, a question that you would like to ask on today's program, go ahead and call right now. We've been talking about pain and suffering, trials and tribulations. Came across a wonderful verse in Hebrews chapter 10. It says, "Think back on those early days when you first learned about Christ. Remember how you remained faithful even though it meant terrible suffering?" You know, in this world, we're going to have trials and tribulations. Just because we've come to Christ by faith, that doesn't mean all of those problems are going to go away. Those problems are still going to be there. But now we have a foundation upon which to stand that will help us through those trials and tribulations. And he goes on to say, "You endured those because you knew there were better things waiting for you that will last forever." And then he says this, "So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised." Sometimes when we're going through trials and tribulations, it doesn't look like we're getting anything from the Lord. It looks like he's a million miles away and may not even be concerned about what we're experiencing. But that's not the case. Jesus Christ is alive. That is the good news. He was raised from the dead, and he has come to take up residence in us. So he is right there with us, and we can trust him. We've learned about him. We know that he loves us. We know that he cares for us. So we can trust him in the midst of those situations, knowing that something better is up ahead. Yes, that's good news. And if that's the situation for you, if you're struggling with life right now, it could be a financial issue. It could be a relationship issue. It could be an emotional issue. But whatever it is, you feel trapped, you're bound by this situation, remember, Jesus Christ is right there with you. And if that's your situation today, call. Let's talk about it. Let's point you back to Jesus.
Absolutely. 1-800-677-9377. 1-800-677-9377, where the lines to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper are wide open right now. We want to hear from you. 1-800-677-9377. Kind of an interesting question from Herschel, who writes to us from Oakland, California, listens to our great San Francisco area station, KDIA. Says, "I always hear ministers going to the Old Covenant in their preaching, comparing what God did for Israel to what God will do for us as New Covenant believers. Is that sound doctrine to apply those stories to New Covenant beliefs?"
Well, those stories in the Old Covenant are merely shadows. They are pointing fingers toward Jesus Christ. So the Passover feast, for example, a marvelous picture of what Christ accomplished for us through his death on the cross. He is our Passover lamb. The Day of Atonement. Richard, you were just working our Wednesday noontime Bible study through that passage last week. Powerful, powerful passage, isn't it?
Oh, the imagery is so incredible when you realize that, again, Jesus fulfilled it all.
But it's not the reality,
is it? It's not the reality.
Yeah, it's just a shadow of what Jesus was going to accomplish for us in Christ. So I think if we look at the Old Covenant through that lens, we take the lens of the New Covenant, take the lens of Jesus Christ, and look back at the Old Covenant, I think we'll see what the writers of the Old Covenant were really pointing us toward. I love what Jesus had to say to the Pharisees that said, "If you believe Moses, you would believe in me because Moses wrote about me."
Yes.
You think, really? Moses wrote about Jesus? He never mentioned Jesus by name, but everything he said was a shadow of what Christ was going to accomplish for us. So, yes, he wrote about Jesus, and if you believe Moses, you would put your full weight of trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, this is Basic Gospel Open Lines, 1-800-677-9377. A toll-free call wherever you're hearing the broadcast, and we want to hear from you. If you have something you'd like to discuss, perhaps a troubling issue that you just can't quite get the right guidance for, well, we'd love to talk with you about it and see if we can be of some help. So give us a call, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Abton, listening to us in New York on WMCA. Hi, Abton.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. Nice to hear from you today.
Yes. I'm okay. Yes. So again, just praying to God, Jesus Christ, but being like having a difficult time right now. So, you know, I just calling the radio station to pray for me.
Okay, Abton, we appreciate you doing that. We read a passage last week in out of 1 Peter chapter 5. Love this passage. It says, cast all your cares or anxieties upon the Lord because he cares for you. And in essence, Abton, that's what you're doing today. You are calling in to cast your cares upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is a step of faith. You are recognizing that Jesus Christ is bigger than whatever situation that you're going through right now. And that he has promised you, Abton, that he will cause it to work together for good. That is a marvelous place to be. It doesn't necessarily change the circumstance, but it does help change your attitude and give you a sense of peace and rest in the midst of it. So we appreciate your courage today in calling, and we'll just briefly say a prayer for you, if that's okay.
Thank you very much.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for our brother in the Lord, Abton. I know he's going through some difficult circumstances right now. You know about those. You know what's going on in his heart. And I pray that you will give him peace that that passes all understanding as he rests with confidence in your ability to work this situation together for his good. And we lift this up to you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay.
Well, Abton, let us do this for you. We have a wonderful resource called The Hurt and the Healer. It's a resource that helps people just right where you are, a difficult situation, trying to find some answers. This book can give you some handles, and we want to put it into your hands, okay? Let me put you on hold, and we'll send it your way, Abton. Thanks for your call today.
Yeah, and plenty of open lines right now, 1-800-677-9377. Want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Friends, if you'd like to get a copy of Bart Millard and Andrew Farley's book, The Hurt and the Healer, it can be yours for gift of any amount to Basic Gospel right now. All you need to do is go online to basicgospel.net and request your copy and make your gift. Again, that's basicgospel.net, or you can speak with Billy, our customer service representative, at 1-800-727-2828. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer, yours for a gift of any amount right now to Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Esai. Did we pronounce that right?
Hello?
Hello,
yes,
New York.
Yes, you are on the air.
My name is Esai.
Well, welcome to the Basic Gospel Broadcast. Yeah, we are so glad to have you on the program today. How can we help you?
I'm so blessed that you have taken my call, you know, because I would like to get this clear of my mind and my heart, and I would like some exhortation on the birth of Christ. I find out that the people don't know when Christ was born.
Well, we're not sure of the exact date. Luke gives us the best information to narrow it down to a certain time period. And we believe it was around 4 BC. We're not sure of the exact date. Certainly December 25th is not...
It's not the date.
It is not the date. No. You're not going to find that anywhere in the Word of God.
In the Word of God, you will find the month You wouldn't find out the day on the hour, just like you wouldn't find out the day at the hour of his coming back for this church.
That's correct.
You will find out in Luke right there. In Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Will you read it for me?
I'd be glad to. Luke chapter 1, verse 26, it says this. In the sixth month, God sent the angel.
That's it. That's the birthday right there. That's the birthday right there. On the sixth month, which is the month of Elul in the Jewish calendar. Nine months after that, which is appointed for Jesus Christ to be born, 9 months after that is the month of Sivan, and falls in the last, that is in between May and June. That's way off from December.
Yeah, it's a long way from December, indeed. And
you see that whatever tells you that the angel was sent by God to give the good news to Mary. She was astonished for that greeting and all that. She didn't know, right? But it was in the sixth month, the month of Elul, in the Jewish calendar, Elul. Now you go to the next month, the seventh month is Thursday, and you go on like that until the ninth month, which is Sivan. And Sivan falls in between May and June. But Jesus Christ could have been born the last 2 weeks of May or the first 2 weeks of June. The day and the hour, I cannot tell you, but I'm sure that it's not December 25th.
Right. And that date was just picked much later to try to, once Constantine got into power as the emperor in Rome, I think that date was picked to celebrate the birth of Christ. But it really has nothing to do with the
reality.
Actual facts,
yeah.
Right? I remember sitting down with a group of guys in a Bible study, and it was around December 25th, and we were going through this particular passage in Luke, and I made the statement, and I said, guys, do you know that December 25th isn't the actual day? And they were astonished. Looked at me dumbfounded as if I was from Mars or something. And then we went through the chapters and they said, I never knew that. And I think sometimes these sort of things point out how little we actually know about the Bible, how seldom we actually read what it says. You know, we think there were three wise men that came and visited Jesus. Well, it doesn't say that either, but we put that number there. So, Esai, I sure appreciate your call today, and I think with your call, you've issued a challenge, and we'll get to that. I think you've issued a challenge to us to open up this Bible and read it, and read it for what it is. Don't project into it or just rely on opinions of others. I think you've issued a challenge to our listeners today to actually pick up the Bible, read it, and see what the Word of God actually says to us about Jesus Christ. I think we'll be astonished on many fronts, especially knowing His great love for us. So, Esai, what's your next question?
You see, in Deuteronomy 4:8, Deuteronomy 8, verse 4, will you read it for me, please? Deuteronomy.
Your clothes did not wear out and your feet did not swell during these 40 years?
Now, would you elaborate on that, please? Because people are in a big, big misconception of what that means. I mean, you know, my fellow preachers, you know, pastors in the Spanish community, they're attributing a miracle to the Lord, which the Bible doesn't say.
Right. Well, he talks about the fact that, you know, to teach us that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. That's what truly sustains us, is the Word of God. And then as they were going through this 40-year wandering of the wilderness, God simply took care of them.
That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is saying, is that we can trust the provision of God in any situation that we're going through. And if
exactly.
we will step,
Pastor,
look back we will see God's hand all along the way.
Right. Pastor, will you please listen to me, because I have this in my heart for such a long time, knowing that God is our provider. And God was very jealous with his people, you know. Israel is the only nation that he formed himself, calling Abraham out of the midst of his parents and all that. And he made Israel. It's that nation that is the apple of God's eye. And he was going to provide for them. 40 years he provided for them. His clothes never grew all of them, and their feet never swore. That doesn't mean that he grew up the same clothes on them. That's what they're saying. By miracle, he grew the same clothes on them, and the same shoes. I find it hard to believe an almighty God had to recur to that when he gave him so many spoils from all these kings. They came out of Egypt with the riches.
Well,
of
Esai,
Egypt.
I think what you're saying to us, and I really appreciate it, is that God does provide, and we can count on him, especially in this new covenant. If God took care of the people of Israel in the way that he did, how much more can we expect him to take care of us and to meet our needs
before
according
Israel
to his great riches and glory in Christ?
He's the son of the promise.
Yeah.
Before,
Well, Esai, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer. Certainly appreciate your passion.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you guys, I think the three of us agree, and I think it's important to clear up an issue concerning his first question about pinning the date of Jesus' birth to a certain month. In the sixth month, as you read in that passage of Scripture from Luke, that's the sixth month of the pregnancy of Elizabeth, Mary's cousin, who was the mother of John the Baptist. So that's what that is referring to. And it's not pinning that to a certain month of the year.
Right. Okay, well, let's go to Newark, New Jersey, and talk with Moses, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Moses.
God bless the brothers. Quick question. I remember in the Bible, it speaks about a story about the disciples when they were trying to cast out a demon. And Jesus specifically said this generation comes not out only by prayer and fasting. So I just want to know, what is the importance of prayer and fasting in today's age? I don't see anybody casting out demons today, so I just want to know what's the importance of prayer. And more specifically for fasting, I know what's the importance of prayer, more or less.
Yeah. Well, Moses, that's a good question. So if those just tuned in, he's wanting to know the importance of prayer, the importance of fasting. Let's talk about prayer first, Richard. I think it's just one of the greatest privileges that we have as children of God, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about it. We are invited to be in conversation with the God of the universe, who, as children of God, he lives inside of us by the Holy Spirit. What an incredible privilege.
Absolutely. And it's all about relationship. Mm-hmm. This new covenant that we live in is all about relationship. Christ Jesus died for us once for all time, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God. So what was the point of Christ's death on the cross? That was to bring us to God, to reconnect us with the life that Adam and Eve forfeited in the garden. And that's what happens when we are saved by grace through faith. So we have this relationship, and God speaks to us through his word. God speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. Those two will be in unison, one with the other. And then we have the opportunity to communicate back in prayer. And sometimes it's just a prayer of the heart. Sometimes it's a prayer that we audibly speak, but it's communication. And as the scripture says, we should be praying without ceasing. This relationship that we have with Christ is a 24/7, 365 type relationship. There's never a time where Jesus departs from us, that Jesus says, you know, you've had a rough day, you just go ahead and have some time by yourself, and I'll go take a walk. And that's not the way this works. Jesus Christ has come to live inside of us forever, and we have that opportunity to connect with him through prayer. And prayer is something that I think refocuses us. It gets our eyes upon the Lord again. Oftentimes during the trials and tribulations of life, We start looking at the problems. We start looking at how overwhelming they are, and woe is me, how are we going to get out of this? How are we going to solve it? And that's when we get emotionally distraught. That's when anxiety starts to creep in. And that's why Paul says, be anxious for nothing, but with all things, through prayer and supplication, with an attitude of thanksgiving, make your requests known to God, and then the peace of God that passes all understanding will quiet your hearts and minds in Christ. So prayer is something that helps refocus us and keeps our eyes on Jesus Christ. And it's a recognition. When we pray to God, we're submitting ourselves as inferior beings to a superior being, saying, we're putting this in your hands. We're recognizing that you are big enough, you are powerful enough, and the fact that you love us and will take care of this, and so we're entrusting it to you. So that's what prayer is all about. Fasting, as we mentioned the other day, you know, in the Bible, whenever you see fasting, it's usually God is chastising the people. He certainly chastised the priest of old in Isaiah 58. Said, you're doing it to look more spiritual in the eyes of men, but that's not what it is, what it's all about at all. It's supposed to be a time where you're so interested in the needs of others that you forget about yourself. That's what fasting is all about. And so God chastises the people quite often for that. And sometimes we try to make it into a spiritual discipline, something that will help us rise up the ladder of spirituality. That's not it at all. It's just a time when we're so focused on the Lord and what His desires are at that moment that we're not interested in our physical needs at that time. So, Moses, hope that helps.
I was going to ask, are there any biblical statements about fasting outside of Isaiah?
There's just a few references to it, and it's just simply stated as this is what they did, or this is what they should have done. There's not a lot of explanation about fasting. Again, the Lord chastises the people, the false teachers of the day, for their abuse of fasting. They would announce it and say, look at me, I'm, you know, going through this time for the Lord and all of this stuff. And Jesus said, you self-righteous religious leaders. That isn't what fasting's about at all. So apparently
I'm a little confused.
Well, don't be confused, Moses.
Because you said, I think that, I'm not sure from the scriptures, like you said, you know, this generation cometh not out by fasting and praying. So fasting doesn't take you to a closer relationship to God, to like a higher spiritual.
Faith is what it's all about, Moses. That's what God has called us to, a life of faith. And that faith in the abiding Christ, Christ who lives in us. If you're in Jesus and Jesus is in you, you can't get any closer. I mean, you're as close as you're going to get. And that reality starts to work its way out into your mind where you really recognize that truth and you can experience it in your soul. That's what God's interested in, a life of faith. Well, thanks for your call, Moses. We certainly appreciate it.
I want to keep you abreast of the fact that Basic Gospel remains on the air every day only through the ongoing support and prayers of people like you. And we want to say thanks by giving you a copy of Bart Millard and Andrew Farley's book, The Hurt and the Healer. And it explores the truth about the painful issues of our lives and shows the way to true healing in Jesus Christ. A copy is yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and request your copy, go online to basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net, or call 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours, 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer, yours for a gift of any amount, to Basic Gospel. When you go online, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, at Basic Gospel RDO. And while you're there at basicgospel.net, click subscribe in the upper menu to join our email list. So for Bob and Richard and the staff, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll be back for another edition of Basic Gospel same time tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.